With time running out before a summit of Arab nations opens on Wednesday, today President Bush urged Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to lift a travel ban on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and allow him to attend the gathering. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer delivered the message to the press.
The president does believe that in regard to the upcoming summit of the Arab leaders in Beirut, that Israeli government and Prime Minister Sharon should give serious consideration to allowing Chairman Arafat to travel there.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer speaking earlier today. The divisions of the Middle East conflict are often understood as Israelis versus Palestinians, an endless cycle of tit-for-tat violence and retaliation. But writer Lamis Adoni, who's covered Palestinian politics for two decades, says the reality is, of course, much more complicated. Within Palestinian society, she says, there are endless divisions and widely varying opinions on matters from negotiating the right of return for Palestinian refugees to whether attacks on Israeli civilians are ever justified.
Now the Palestinians feel that they are under assault, so there's a sort of unity. But within this unity, there are differences. There are factions who believe that there should be some accommodation with Israel, including a two-state solution, while Hamas feels that the issue should be addressed, and actually other groups like the PFLP and others and other Palestinian independents feel for different reasons that the colonization of Palestine started in 1948 and should be addressed as such because the war did not start in 1967. And this is why Arafat cannot give up on the right of return. As how to react to Israel, there are differences on whether to have violent resistance or non-violent resistance, attacking the Israelis, civilians or not. There's a bigger consensus against attacking Israeli civilians, but there's a strong consensus in support of attacking the Israeli army and what people see there as tools of Israeli occupation.
The question arises, how much control does Chairman Arafat really have? There have been three groups at least claiming responsibility for the bombings, the Al-Aqsa Brigade, Hamas, and Islamic Jihad. Can you help us understand who they are and how much control Chairman Arafat might have over each of these groups?
Well, you have to first look at the broader context. Arafat is in a very precarious condition because from his people's point of view, he should protect them, provide protection for the Palestinians and not enforce Israeli security. So these groups, some of them are loyal to Arafat, some of them are in the opposition, feel that the leader of the Palestinians is not able to protect the Palestinians and he is controlled by Israeli and American conditions. So they're taking things into their hands in an attempt, in their view, to achieve some balance of power with Israel because they've lost hope in all negotiations.
Let's take one of the groups, though. Al-Aqsa, as I understand it, is linked with Fatah, Mr. Arafat's group, his party, essentially. One would think that Mr. Arafat could at least exercise some control over that group.
He can give directives in general what the policy is, but he cannot control each and every suicide bombings. Actually, young people from the brigade said that we're not doing this against Arafat. We feel that Arafat is doing what he's asked to do because he's under pressure. So it's up to us now to respond to the Israeli occupation.
How about these other two groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad? How much control does he have over them?
Well, in the past, he was able many times to reach agreements with the leaders, either after putting them in jail and negotiating with the leaders in jail or without placing them under arrest. But usually there would be something that he could give in return. His argument in the past was, you're giving ammunition to the Israelis and give me a chance to negotiate this or that. We have reached a point that people feel that negotiations would still lead to some form of maybe a cozy state or a colonial arrangement that would keep the Israelis under control.
Thank you very much. Lamis Adoni, who is a Palestinian writer and has covered Palestinian politics for 20 years.
Thank you very much.